Blidge, The Crag Flinger by Richard Vobes. Chapter 1. The Job of Crag Flinging. It was always raining in the land of Gud. It never stopped. Well, at least it seemed like that. It must have stopped occasionally, otherwise the city would have been washed away by floods long ago. One day, when it was raining particularly hard, King Gudamak peered gloomily through the large, oblong-shaped window in his palace. "Oh dear," he thought, "raining again." And with that, he quickly climbed into a bright red Macintosh. Now, he had to wear a raincoat inside because the roof had a tendency to leak. A big droplet of water landed with a splash on his head and trickled down his neck. Just then, there was a knock at the door, and Groggins, King Gudamak's one and only faithful servant, entered.
"Begging your royal Gudiness's forgiveness," blurted Groggins,
huddling beneath his own wet, tatty grey overcoat.
There's a fellow at the door asking about the job you've got advertised."
"Ah, right, good, at last. Send him in, Groggins," replied the king, making his way to the large throne that dominated the room.
He wiped the noble chair with a towel before sitting down, and then tried to make himself look as dignified as possible, ignoring the trickling water that dripped from the ceiling above. It was at that moment that Splidge entered.
"Hello, King," said Splidge. "Glad to meet you."
And with that, the newcomer strode right across the room, straight up to King Gudamak, took hold of the Royal Highness's hand, and gave it a hearty shake.
"How are you, me old bean? All this rain getting you down, is it? Never mind, Splidge is here. Now, what's all the job about?"
King Gudamak was dumbstruck. He'd never in his entire life met such an energetic and forthright young fellow. Took him a few moments to gather his thoughts together before he could remember what it was he wanted to say.
"You are a crag flinger, are you?"
"Pardon?"
"My advertisement was for a crag flinger of distinguished ability, a person who is highly skilled and unbeatable in the art of flinging crags,"
stated the king, narrowing his eyes so much they nearly popped inside his head.
Yes, that's me. A crag flinger first class," said Splidge, triumphantly. "Good. Then you'll know what's expected of you. Groggins will show you to your quarters. You will start immediately. Your payment is 7 gudders a week. If at the end of the week you've shown that you are of outstanding merit, I shall keep you on and increase your salary. If, however, you're not as good as you claim, then I shall have you imprisoned deep within the palace vaults where you'll be forced to live for many years. Do I make myself clear?"
Perfectly, replied Splidge, much relieved to have landed the job.
"Any questions?" asked the king with authority.
"No, none at all," answered Splidge. "You can depend on me to do an excellent job." Which was all very well, except for one small, niggling, troublesome thought that crossed Splidge's mind as he walked with Groggins to the new-found quarters. Splidge had no idea what crag flinging was. He had needed a job so badly he was prepared to accept anything, even risking imprisonment, in pretending that he was an expert when he most definitely was not. Groggins led Splidge slowly out of the palace, across the cobbled courtyard, and over to a tiny, ramshackled building made of wood. This was where Splidge was destined to live whilst serving the royal Gud. It was small, a bit Spartan, not much in the way of furniture, but Splidge liked it.
"If you have any complaints,"
wheezed the old butler to Splidge as they entered the outhouse,
"keep them to yourself."